Good morning. The House State Affairs Committee will please come to order. Please call the roll.
Representative Keller?
Here.
Representative Vasquez?
Here.
Representative Grunberg? Representative Christ Tompkins? Representative Tallarico?
Here.
Representative Stoops?
Here.
Chair Lynn?
Here. Well, good morning, everybody, again. Today we'll be hearing HB 65. We had scheduled HB 43, Law Enforcement Day, but we need to do some work on the date thing. So we'll be hearing that, I think, a week from today. So we go directly into HB 65. Is the sponsor here, our sponsor's rep?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the House State Affairs Committee. For the record, my name is Julie Lucky, and I work for Representative Mike Hawker, the sponsor of the bill, Representative District 28. He extends his apologies today. He is unfortunately on an airplane and cannot attend. On his way back to Juneau. House Bill 65 in its current form is a very simple bill. It merely extends the deadline for the annual required financial disclosure reports that legislators and public officials must do to April 30th every year. It's currently March 15th. There are a number of things the bill doesn't do that I would like to get on the record. What the bill doesn't do is change the report contents. It does not change deadlines for any other reports other than the annual financial disclosure, and it also does not affect in any way any campaign reporting deadlines or contents. And as it is a very short bill, that is my very short presentation, and I would be happy to either go through the sectional analysis or answer any questions that the committee may have.
I guess the first question is, what is the reason for changing the reporting date?
Mr. Chairman, the reason for changing the reporting date was the thought that everybody goes through an annual process with the IRS where we get all of our records for the previous calendar year in order to submit taxes. And so, therefore, choosing a date after April 15th would allow all filers to have access to your final tax information, which the sponsor believes is the best and most accurate information to use for filling out these reports.
So right now, as it stands today, you'd be trying to fill out this report. I may not have access to the most current information.
Mr. Chairman, that's the belief, is that while some of us have not very complex financial information that we have to compile, there are very many people that have their accountants doing that sort of information, and therefore having it after the tax date would allow you to have kind of that finalized tax information at your disposal.
Right. Tax is fairly simple. You get the formula of how much you make. Number one, number two, send it in. Representative Vice Chair Keller.
Yeah, we were talking about this a little bit before the mic went on, but this term income, the reporting, you know, the financial disclosure here is defined as any money that a person receives. And I'm contemplating a conceptual amendment that we can go back to legal services and where they can define income as profit or net instead of gross. And part of the reason for that, just for the record, is that there are a lot of small businesses out there, and they literally receive hundreds and hundreds of checks from in their business for services. And the way this is being interpreted, all those have to be reported as income, when in reality, you know, they're not income in my understanding of the term. Income is profit or net, but, you know, it's before costs are taken out. So anyway, I just wanted to put that on the record.
Thanks. Any comment on that?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Keller, I don't believe the sponsor would necessarily have a problem with that. I would ask the committee's indulgence to hear if we have an APOC representative to see if they feel that would, affect the accuracy of the reports or any transparency, just so we would have their comments on the record before I take it to the sponsor of the bill.
I see. Deputy Vasquez?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to see it the deadline extended to May 15th. I don't know if that's viable or if it conflicts with something else, but you know, as we all know, we're in session through most of April. If we have an extension of the session, and it takes us a while to kind of regroup and resettle onto our districts, this gives us a little breathing room, so to speak, for most of us. And And I totally agree it should be after we file our income taxes. Some of us have very simple income taxes. Others have more complex. So I understand the need for doing this.
Okay. Representative Keller.
If I could, just a clarification, as both on my comment and yours. This section applies to all the people that serve on our boards and commissions, and we have a number, but as well as us. That's a very valid point. I don't see a reason myself why it shouldn't go to me. But the reason that my concern is more less us as legislators and first line politicians than those many that volunteer for state service. And spend hours and hours and hours every year working, and yet they have to go through this indignity of reporting every dollar and every penny that comes across. And I just wanted to clarify, Representative Vasquez, that it is not just the legislature, it is also all these people on the boards of commission.
Thanks for the clarification.
Representative Stoops?
No.
Representative Tallarico?
No, I appreciate everyone else's comments, and I've considered this for years. My biggest heartburn with this has always been the idea that a child's income is reported to someone under 18 years old that lives in a home that is not a substantial part of the income. I know we're not dealing with that currently at this time, but certainly give that some consideration as well. I've never felt that that's information that needs to be public knowledge. If you have a child in your home that's under 18 years old that may not have a substantial income, unless it was a part of the substantial income of the household, I just really don't feel that's public information.
Okay.
I will make a comment, and it's, thank you, Mr. Chair. My comment is similar to my neighbors here, Representative Tallarico. It seems to me that this bill is just the tip of the iceberg in relation to APOC issues.
Mr. Mize, do you have any response to that or any comments on the bill so far? Are you online? Are you in the room? Joan, I guess it.
Yes.
I beg your pardon. My eyes are as bad as my ears.
Good morning. My name is Joan Mize. I am the program coordinator for APOC. I do the lobbying program, so I also deal with the other bills. I guess my only comment is that I have done a look back at the historical aspects of this this bill and the angst, I guess, that all of you are going through. Basically, I think in 1998, it was changed. When it was first introduced, the deadline was actually April 15th, and it was changed then. The suggestion was to February 15th for people to have these disclosures before the end of session, so if there was anything. And I think that was the intent at the time. It was changed to March 15th instead of February 15th in that bill, simply because people said February 15th wasn't enough time after you got all of your tax documents by the end of January for you to be able to get it filed by February 15th. So from April 15th, it was changed back to March 15th. And so that's my only comment, is that going back and reading and the debates that were made during that period of time when it was changed from April 15th back to March 15th pretty much kind of opened my eyes as to what the thought was. It was where the people would have the information before the end of session, but it was far enough after your tax documents were due that you still had the opportunity to have basically a month and a half from the time you received your tax documents to be able to fill out the reports. So that's the only comment I have.
Okay. Any comments there? Okay. Did you say you had a potential?
But before I pose that, was there? Do you recall, Joan, any discussion on a later date, like May 15, like Representative Vasquez?
There was I think there was one person who wanted to have it to be the end of May. I think that was theirs, was to have it all the way to the end of May. And again, the discussion was that was well past the time that the people would want to have the information, that the public would want to have any kind of information. And since, you know, that was the reason for the law in the first place was for the public disclosure aspect of it, that was too far out.
So. And then did you hear? Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry. Did you hear what I was proposing, that we ask legal services to conceptually to define the term income so it does not include every dollar that comes in, whether it's gross or net? And do you have an opinion? Has there been discussion on that particular thing? I'm sure you had frustration on it because I know several that have been to APOC and were very frustrated with the results because of the pages and pages that they had to fill out because every penny had to be put.
Okay, Representative Keller, through the chair. Basically, I do know that there is a definition of income already, I think, in the act. So other than that, I could not state that. And I'm not sure if Director Dauphiné is on the phone or not. I know he intended to listen in, but I'm not sure if he's on the phone. But he would be the one to address that through the commission.
Thank you, Ms. Yeah. Chair. The,
thank you.
As I understand it, my understanding may be flawed. You know, a small business, I'm just putting this on the record clearly, a small business, the APOC tells the people that sign up to serve on boards and commissions, many of them volunteer positions, this includes a large number of people beyond legislators and governors and that kind of thing. But anyway, if they have a small business, say they operate a flying service, the requirement by APOC is that every customer has to be reported with their name, you know, and all the details and the check, even though that's not income in the sense of profit. It's income in the sense of it's income for purposes of determining a tax, but it isn't profit. So one business may operate at a margin of 10% profit. Another business may operate on a 2% margin. And it just seems like there's several concerns that have been raised to me. You know, one of them is the amount of work, the impossibility almost of writing it all down. And the other one is that some of that is proprietary. If you have competing businesses, you know, and you put down a list of all your clients, whatever that client, you know, his service is, it just, you know, it gives an opportunity for others to exploit a potential customer list. So that's the concern.
Okay. Before you potentially offer this amendment, Mr. Dauphiné from APOC is on the line, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is Paul Dauphiné, the Executive Director of APOC.
Thank you very much. Did you have some comments you'd like to make?
Just a couple, Mr. Chair. And much of almost everything that Joan said is absolutely correct. When it comes to a couple of points that were brought up, I'd like to clarify first, people are saying that every penny has to be reported. Many of the issues on the public official and legislative financial disclosure form are in ranges, and some of them are quite broad. There was just a discussion about income. And income is defined in statute, AS 2460.990, number 7. And that is income means an asset that a person has received or expects to receive, regardless of whether it is earned or unearned. Inheritances and other gifts are not income. They're obviously gifts, which are defined separately on the financial disclosure form, in which legislators don't even file with APOC. And the only other comment I had regarding the conversation that had been going on, and Ms. Mize addressed it very well, is the possibility of a later reporting date makes reporting after the session. You know, you all get busy, you forget things, and because you're involved in very important work going on in the Capitol, and you may forget to list something on your LFD, and we all understand that. I think that was potentially the reason for moving the date up. That's all I have at this time, Mr. Chair, but I'd be happy to address any questions.
Representative Keller.
Yeah, thank you, John. The definition that you cited, 2469.97, that is specifically for, that is an APOC definition, I think. I mean, that is not, do you know if that's a standard definition that goes across and applies in other sections of law?
Through the chair, Representative Keller, I do not know, sir. But maybe I did not articulate it well. It was 2460.990A7. And if I said that incorrectly the first time, I apologize. When it comes in, 2460 is legislative disclosure, the Legislative Ethics Act. In the APOC definitions in our procedural area, which is Regulation 2AAC50.990, income definition there refers to 2460.990. Now, how that relates to the tax code or the Department of Revenue, I do not know, sir.
No, thank you. And if I could, Mr. Chair, I'm very interested in seeing this change, but I don't want to hold the bill up if the chair wants to move it today. But we'll have another chance at this in Judiciary Committee. And what I will be doing is going to Legal Services and seeing what I come up with between now and then. And the reason I'm saying it now is I welcome your feedback, Paul, on anything, you know, any considerations that you would want us to have on that, on changing, clarifying the definition of income. I would think that would make your job easier, but that's just my own thoughts.
I'd like to point out that Reverend Grunberg has now joined us.
I apologize.
Yeah. Reverend would you like to make some comments?
No, this is an interesting topic.
Okay. We'll take a short at ease here. Okay, the State Affairs Committee will come back to order. Julie?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Keller, I did want to just point out for the record that I believe the part of the report you're talking about, most of the report has aggregates, and that's where I think the gross and the net might be beneficial to clarify what it is. I'm not quite sure if that change would help the problem that I'm hearing from you, which is the listing of each individual client. I believe that section is the self-employment section where you have to list every single person, and I'm not sure changing from a gross to a net would fix that. And so my recommendation to the committee would be to maybe, let's see if we can work a little bit on clarifying what the actual problem is so we can make sure that our fix addresses exactly what we want to address. The other thing I would like to point out for the record is that this would, of course, not be the first disclosure that everybody does. Within 30 days of taking office, the LFD and the POFD has to be filed. So I understand the concern that reports won't be out before the beginning of session, but I would remind the panel that there is an annual report or a 30-day report that is already on file for each individual. So this is just basically the annual update of income.
Thank you. Reverend Keller, did you have a conceptual?
Mr. Chair, what I would like to do is ask just change this a little bit. Instead of making a motion, we go for a conceptual. Let's just ask the sponsor, if you would, to work with us and go to Legal Services to see if we can find a way to define income so it's more reflects profit rather than every penny gross that comes in, and eliminates the need for listing every client online so that the somebody who is signing up to do volunteer work on a commission doesn't have to release all their client information, online to do that. So with that's if I'm asking the sponsor's representative to work with us if we were to hold this bill.
Would you be able to do that?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Keller, we would be happy to work with anybody that wants to work
on
this
amendment.
Thank you. That's not really an amendment. It's a motion, and we'll get something back.
Yeah.
Because it's too vague to have an amendment.
Which we're going to see about that later.
Right.
Yeah, but we were talking about that.
Understood.
Before you got here.
Understood.
Okay. Were you going to issue?
Yeah, I would like, just for the record. My amendment that's labeled by me is A2, and I'd like to put Representative Vasquez's name first. She brought it up, and she'll be offering the amendment and ask unanimous consent that we can add her as the first sponsor, and I'll be the co-sponsor of that.
Okay, without objection.
Mr. Chair, the proposed amendment is to, on page 1, line 9, the words April 30th be deleted and May 15th inserted. Page 2, line 29, delete the word April 30th and insert the word May 15th.
Any question on that, Mr. Motion? Representative Grunberg.
Dick, for a moment for discussion. we talked about this in my office and last night, and I mentioned it to Nancy. Didn't get a chance to mention it to other members of the committee. Did talk to Ms. Lucky about it and the folks from APOC. if the members would look at Section 3, that deals with non-elected people. But it's easier for APOC, and I think most folks, to have one date rather than two different dates. So my understanding from having talked to a lady named July, I believe, that's not you, ma'am, is it? No, okay. Yeah, you're Joe. Okay. That they didn't have any problem with that, and that's why we did it in both places. I did want to point out that, and I asked them, is there anybody else in this state who files their financial disclosures on a different date than this? And has this been covered this morning?
Okay.
The only place it is in Title 24.60, I believe it's Point 120B, which is the date that public members of the Ledge Ethics Committee file their financial disclosures. And I believe it's like it's in January. It's something like the first week of January or something. And I didn't necessarily want to get into that on the fly. There may well be a good reason for that, but the bill goes, we're going to have another hearing on it, and it goes to judiciary, and it may be at some point people will want to look at it. But it sounds like for these financial disclosures, everybody in the state is on the same date except these two people.
Okay, and we do have we're going to hold this bill today. But we also have online Ledger Ethics boss, Jerry Anderson. I just got this. Mr. Anderson, are you online?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, do you want to take the amendment first?
Oh, yes, I beg your pardon. No, wait a minute. Let's.
That'll be different than this amendment.
Let's hear from online. Mr. Anderson, would you introduce yourself, please, and make your comments?
Yes, my name is Jerry Anderson. I'm the administrator of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. And to the question, Mr. Chair, posed by Representative Grunberg, as to why they have a separate date, I can give the information that that has been imparted to me why we have that separate date, and that is for our public member confirmation hearing purposes. That if we have a member that's being confirmed, they have a LFD on file prior to any appointment date, and that's why they have an earlier date.
Okay, Reverend Greenberg, any comment?
I'll leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Reverend. Okay, fine.
Mr.
Chair, you need to move the amendment if you want to hear it this morning.
Right, but Mr. Chair, I just wanted to ask one question, Mr. Anderson.
Yes, please.
Okay, through the chair, Mr. Anderson. So, are you satisfied that this deadline satisfies the needs of the Ethics Committee?
Yes, I think a change to another date could work. It just works now because of that confirmation process for our public members. That date, earlier date, gives them all where they're all available to the committees that would be looking at them for confirmation. So either date, I would not take a position on either date at this point in time. But that was the reasoning behind the earlier date.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you want to move the amendment?
Yes, I do. Mr. Chair, I move to make the amendment as stated on the record.
Okay.
Amendment one.
Sir?
It's amendment number one.
Yeah, amendment number one.
Thank you.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. Without objection, amendment number one passes. Any other comments from anybody at this point? Ms. Lucky?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Grunberg?
Mr. Chair, Representative Culver had some concern. Is he going to say anything or let people know?
No, not today, no.
Okay.
Okay. With that, I want to thank everybody who's participated. We're going to hold this bill, and we'll try to hear it again at the earliest possible time, okay? Thank you very much. Any other business to come before the committee? Chief of Staff? Okay, on Thursday, we have oversight over the National Guard, and the National Guard are going to make their presentation of our oversight hearing, you know, at that time. And so, if nothing else is coming before the committee, Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It's so good to have you back in the committee.
I was going to say that. That's what I wanted to say. I do apologize for being late. Epstein Grunberg moves in slow fashion, mainly Grunberg. And I just wanted to say how delighted I am to be back on this committee. It was really painful not to be on it the last 2 years. And, like, this is the 12th year or something we've sat together.
Very good. Mr. Grunberg, Reverend Grunberg, a good friend of mine. Okay, if there's nothing else to speak, wait a minute.
You said you were going to make it clear that you were part of that amendment?
Yeah, it's a Vasquez-Grunberg amendment.
With that, thank you for coming this morning. We are adjourned.